Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Paul stood up in the middle of the council on Mars Hill and said, "People of Athens, I see that you are very religious in every way. As I was walking through town and carefully observing your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What you worship as unknown, I now proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, is Lord of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in temples made with human hands, nor is God served by human hands as though he needed something, since he is the one who gives life, breath, and everything else. From one person, God created every human nation to live on the whole earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands. God made the nations so they would seek him, perhaps even reach out to him and find him. In fact, God isn't far away from any of us. In God, we live, move, and exist. As some of your own poets said, we are his offspring. Therefore, as God's offspring, we have no need to imagine that the divine being is like a gold, silver, or stone image made by human skill and thought. God overlooks ignorance of these things in times past, but now directs everyone, everywhere, to change their hearts and lives. This is because God has set a day when he intends to judge the world justly by a man he has appointed. God has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Rick Quinn, a writer who lives in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, member of McKendree United Methodist Church, a multicultural community in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. He writes, "To an unknown God." The inscription on the altar might seem to be an example of people hedging their bet, just in case they have missed something. If that is the case, then Paul is correcting the naivete of the religiously curious Athenians. But notice the language. Paul is not making plain what had been hidden. Instead, he acknowledges and affirms their recognition of mystery. And get this, he deepens it. Have you ever thought your task was to explain away all doubt to someone struggling to believe? Or have you felt inadequate because you were grasping for God, unsure of which direction to take? We do this story a disservice if we view Paul as a lecturer to the ignorant, pulling back a secret curtain to reveal all the answers. Instead, he invited those gathered to consider the mystery of radical relationship and the way the God who acts in Christ is close to each of us, yet cannot be pinned down, defined, or confined in our structures or comprehended in our thoughts. At a time of profound loss in my life, too many well-meaning friends attempted to provide an explanation, a key to understanding tragedy in a system of meaning. It felt cold and distant, a barrier that held them off from my pain. Those who were more comfortable with the mystery didn't try to explain my loss, but rather reminded me of whose I was. As Paul reminded the Athenians of what they already knew from their own poets, my friends reminded me of what I already knew at a level that words or gold or silver or a stone image cannot contain. God, in this moment, free me from grasping to control, and teach me to dwell in you. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.